I mean, Fatty has a lot of hookups, right?
Yes.
So what I thought when he was mentioning the eggplant is that he succumbed to one of those grinder, you know, like one of those happened and he needed some eggplant and with his carrot. And
yeah, said, no, that's that was my interpretation. It also took me back to a dark time of childhood when you went to like church every week because they sounded like famed minister Jesse Duplantis giving a sermon. And it's very dark to hear that voice then start talking about jerking off.
Y'all, I had to.
Y'all.
Whether that be yourself or someone else.
I had to wax the eggplant.
Because he did. He had that very southern preacher voice of like, congregation this morning, I woke up in limiting that congregation.
See, you're just angling
the Lord's eggplant in front of me.
Maybe he could be show 199. You can go be a guest over in the Big Fatty.
I don't think Fatty would be able to have a guest.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's very dark to hear that voice then start talking about jerking off.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3310 of the BFO for Wednesday the 14th of October 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show!
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day, and Big Fatty, why did you say ow? Well, I kind of hit my shin, Big Cooler Downers, Big Fatty, a little bit anyway. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your Cooler Downers, because, y'all, it went like to 87 degrees on Tuesday here in Charleston. But y'all, I think the high today, hump day, is only supposed to be like 80 degrees, and then we're supposed to, by the weekend, the high's only going to be in the upper 60s or low 70s, and we're going down in the 50s, Big Fatty, and then it's going to get hot again, because, you know, it's indigenous, I don't know if that's the right word, indigenous people, summer. Indigenous? That doesn't sound right. Ready? You know, you can always count on Upchuck being a hotbed of sweatiness. Yes, Big Daddy. So y'all, last time we had young Nicholas's census, y'all, if he filled it out twice, poor thing. Y'all, today it's all Chris. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening to the BFO for years. Many, many, many tiring years. Yes, many. Favorite segment is the gentleman caller report. That really wouldn't even change anything on the little show. He's called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event, and he has used a special chair. You better believe it. And the last time he sharted himself, he says, long ago in a land far, far away. Thankfully, I don't remember Big Fatty. No, I bet his underpants, remember. He probably threw them away or burned them. out of curiosity, have you heard from that Dells in Dallas? No. How about Alex Lefebvre? No, I think I've pissed them both off. Probably Brandon, too. Anyway, Big Fatty, sometimes you just pull out all the stops and go all the way, don't you? I do. After I recorded yesterday's little show, I had me a little supper. Now, let me see. What did I have? I don't remember. It may have been some of that soup I made. Y'all, that soup, I'm going to tell you, it is heavy on the vegetables. And, y'all, that'll clear your colon. Y'all, I was sitting here watching the news, and in pops young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by to check on the elderly, and we went and sat out on the veranda of the villa, and we were sitting there, and then right across the street, young Sebastian comes out of his townhouse, and he's looking at the steps, and he's trying to figure. It looks like he's trying to figure something out or whatever. And I said to young Nicholas, go over there and see if he needs some help. He goes, no. And I went, all right. And it's getting dark. Y'all, have you noticed it's getting darker earlier now? Yes, we better just wait till the 1st of November when the time changes. I can't wait. It's about 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away. And finally he started walking like he was going to his car. And I said, Sebastian, what are you trying to do over there? And he goes, Oh, I've got to come clean. Big Fatty, did he shat himself? No, he says, I'm putting my townhouse up for sale. And I was crushed. I was crushed. Crushed, I tell you. And he's not moving out of the city or anything like that, but he was going to move into a bigger house about 10 minutes up the road. And he needed to replace one of the front facings on his steps that had gotten kind of rotted. And he says, I can't get the old board off. And y'all, that's all young Nicholas needed to hear. And he went over there and started working on his plank. Betty, that sounds wrong. He wanted to work on that plank, but young Nicholas went over there, ended up taking his shirt off, and he got the plank off the front, and we helped him measure it, the new piece of wood he had, and all this kind of stuff. And I fixed him a cocktail and refilled young Nicholas's glass of wine. And then after that was all over, young Sebastian came over and sat and chitter-chatted with young Nicholas and I. And it was just lovely, just lovely. But I really am crushed, crushed, I tell you, that he is going to be moving away. Y'all, after that, young Nicholas headed home and... let's see what happened after that, y'all. Oh, and then I had I was watching the dancing. I was watching the dancing, and then y'all, it was time. It was time for. But first, and y'all, we had a full house, except for Alex Lefebvre. Excuse me, Professor Lefebvre, and Moose P couldn't make it. So y'all, Sam and the Hinterlands had to pick up and deliver the Chinbot Moonves's fashion report. And but y'all, it was a fun evening. I think we all enjoyed ourselves. And y'all, then I finished watching the dancing, and I watched the
Big Brother,
because it was on at the same time as the dancing. And y'all, then about 12:30 p.m. in the evening, or I guess the morning, y'all, I said, okay, I'm gonna head on to bed. And y'all, of course, you know, Sunday nights and Monday nights, I just have trouble going to sleep. And Monday night is because I get all worked up on the buffers. And y'all, it was horrible. just horrible. But I finally went to sleep. I don't know what time it was, but anyway, got up. Y'all, I didn't put my trash out because I thought Columbus Day was a national holiday. But y'all, it was a national holiday not observed by Upchuck. So they picked the trash up and I hadn't rolled mine out. So I'll have a full can. Big Fatty, you have a full can every morning when you run to the toilet. Well, anyway. Got up and y'all, I cooked me a little brufkas. I had some bafrin and eggs and I put it on a little sourdough bread sandwich with some cheese. And I had that in my coffee and did my Sudoku. And then I was off. I was off on my nipple walk, y'all. I had to push through it today. It was blessedly hot, and the sun was out, and there wasn't much breeze. It was everything you didn't want on a nipple walk. And anyway, I came back, and y'all, that apple snack special little show was on, and y'all, I started watching, and I said, I've seen this. Y'all, I was watching the wrong one. I watched the one about the Apple Snack watch, and then I realized it, and I switched over and caught I only missed about the first 10 minutes or whatever. But y'all, they've got some kind of HomePod Mini and a new and y'all, Big Ricky and Archer and old Vader, I think they're all going to be getting the iron 12, and it's going to, you know, it's going to have the 5G. Yes, Big Betty. Then after that was over, I went and I got my share, and y'all, then I just kind of laid down in the chamber for a little bit. I may have drifted off for just a couple of minutes, but it wasn't long. And y'all, I said, nope, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go and record the little show. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Big Freddy.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I'm Big Fatty. It's me again. Though in your world, it's probably like 3 years later, and I'm calling within 60 seconds of the last voice letter I left you. This one is another one from CVS. Let's see. I got an 18-ounce of container of the cashews. And 3 12-pack cans of Diet Pepsi. And see, including tax, I paid $11.28. Let's keep in mind, please, that the cashews alone were $11.29. So I got those for $6.19. I got 2 of the cases of soda for $2.40, and the third was free because it was, I think, this was a buy 2, get 1 free. And then, it was also 3 for $9. That's, I think, actually what it broke down to. And then I had money off of the cashews, and then, of course, I had extra care bucks. So, yeah. I know I have a third receipt somewhere, but I think it's in my wallet. And then I also need to call you back at some point with how I am raking Target over the coals. Yeah. Okay. Have fun. Love you. Bye.
Dear, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even if it is 3 years later. And excellent, excellent. You know, y'all, when you can combine a buy one, get one free or half price or buy two, get one free or whatever, along with a coupon, y'all, it's you know, they call that stacking. They call that stacking. And y'all, do it. Just do your stacking, Big Fatty. And y'all, Princess Hannah found that other receipt.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I'm giving you a couple of voice letters in a row because I have a couple of different receipts. The first one is for this 12-ounce tub of the CeraVe moisturizing cream that I love and adore that I paid, including tax, $7.94. Please keep in mind, this tub is $15.49 normally. So I saved $8 for a total savings of 52%. And see, as of, holy couple days, 9/11, my year-to-date savings is $588.80. So, yeah. All right. Stay tuned for the next one.
Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, that is Princess Hannah again. And Princess Hannah, thank you again so much for the call. Always lovely to hear those good coupon savings. And keep it up. Just put the sons of bitches out on the curb. Beef, Eddie, that didn't sound very nice. Didn't have time for another voice letter, so I'm going to do another census. This one's from Daniel Scott Angel, Big Fatty. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a lurker. Big Fatty, he lives in the San Francisco. He does. He's been listening since at least the last census. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report, and he wouldn't change anything at all. He says it's still delightful after 60 years. Big Fatty! He's called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, and never utilized a special chair. Big Fatty, he lives in San Francisco and hadn't used a special chair. I know. Last time he sharded himself, he says, I don't think I have, but I am willing to learn. Oh, Big Fatty, he'll be doing it like it was like riding a bicycle. You just pick right up.
The PFO Census, we're counting on you.
Now, y'all, you know, Big Fatty does love a cinnamon broom, and that does signal the start of the fall season. But, y'all, you know, we're moving closer to the crema season. And, you know, I'm beginning to see little crema trees and advertising and things like that. It's not in your face yet. But, y'all, you know when the crema season has arrived, when you start seeing the half-gallon jugs of the eggnog at the Von's East. Big Fatty, look for it today. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, by the way, our next census is also from San Francisco. Y'all, it's Kathy Marshall. So y'all, you wanna tune in later this week for that, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that Mix Minus little show, Daniel Biba and Old Crooked Hat. And y'all, they had a special guest on, and I don't remember the special guest's name, but I do know that he has seen Old Crooked Hat's melon videos. And special guest, what did you think of those?
It's very dark to hear that voice then start talking about jerking off.
Oh, yeah, you like that? Yeah, you like that?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.